This is DOE SBIR Talk.
If this is your first time preparing a Phase 1 SBIR or STTR application to the Department of Energy, you will need as much time as possible to develop a responsive submission. The challenge for every new applicant is how to find that time. One option that many applicants fail to consider is starting to work on proposal preparation once the Department of Energy's topics document is released. Starting then will give applicants approximately 5 extra weeks to consider their technical approach to the topic-subtopic pair of interest. DOE's SBIR-STTR guidelines are released in the funding opportunity announcement approximately 5 weeks after the topics document is released. However, these guidelines vary little from year to year. That said, there is no reason why an applicant cannot begin to work on their proposal once the DOE topics are released, using the previous funding opportunity announcement as the initial guide. The parts of the FOA to initially review are the required registrations and the format of the project narrative. The project narrative is the heart of the application package. If the applicant doesn't do a good job preparing this 15-page document, nothing else really matters. Once DOE releases the new FOA, then only use the new funding opportunity announcement as your guide. If you start to work on your proposal in this fashion, you will have gained approximately 5 extra weeks for developing your Phase 1 SBIR or STTR application package. This time would have been lost if the applicant waited to begin proposal preparation until the new funding opportunity announcement was released. Use this precious time and divide your attention between those activities that require your creativity and those that require your perseverance. Set aside unfettered time to address creative tasks and also time to tackle the required registrations. The Phase 1 SBIR-STTR application package has numerous components, all of which relate to the project narrative. In other words, the budget, the resumes, the forms, which are all part of the application package, provide implementation details related to the project narrative. Therefore, once you have selected a topic-subtopic pair, use your creativity and excitement to start working on the first 3 sections of the project narrative. This lays the foundation for developing your Phase 1 application package. The sections of the project narrative that you should start to develop include this first section is called Identification and Significance of the Problem or Opportunity and Technical Approach. The next is Anticipated Public Benefits, and the next is Technical Objectives. Once you have decided upon a topic-subtopic, drafting these 3 sections of the project narrative will raise potential questions to discuss with the topic manager, provide the foundation for preparing a responsive letter of intent, or LOI, and result in more time for you to address the subsequent details associated with the preparation of your Phase 1 SBIR or STTR application. During the period between the time that the topics document is released and the new funding opportunity announcement is provided, complete some of the registrations required by the Department of Energy. There are numerous systems with which you must register, but start with the 2 most important, that is PAMS, which stands for the DOE Office of Science Portfolio Analysis System, and SAM, the System for Awards Management. Both are important. However, start with PAMS, as this is the system through which you will submit your LOI. With respect to the System for Awards Management, or SAM, be aware that it can take up to 6 weeks to complete the registration process. Therefore, if you delay starting the SAM registration process, you run the risk of not completing this registration in time to submit your Phase 1 application. So in summary, use the time between the release of the topics document and the subsequent release of the funding opportunity announcement to your advantage. Use your creativity and excitement to start drafting sections of the project narrative, and counterbalance that with your ability to complete some of the required registrations. This will put you in a very good position to complete the various tasks involved with developing a responsive application package. Now be sure to refer to additional tutorials for more details on preparation of the letter of intent, the project narrative, and various registrations.
This is DOE SBIR Talk.